Listening. Two different cities. If there ever was two more different cities in the world, they are definitely New York and New Delhi. And it is not just the 9.5 hour time difference that is different. For example, when it is 7 a.m. in New York, it is 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon in New Delhi. New York symbolizes Western power and the crowning of human consumerism. It is the most populated city in the United States and the second with the largest urban concentration on the American continent, after Mexico City. New York City is among the largest and most populated urban agglomerations in the world. New Delhi is the capital of the Republic of India and the seat of executive, legislative, and judicial power of the government in India. It has two sites declared World Heritage Sites by UNESCO, the Tomb of Humayun and the Complex of Coopt. It is the most populated city in India and the fifth most populated in the world. Despite being located on the same latitude as much warmer European cities like Naples and Madrid, New York has a humid continental climate, the result of constant winds that bring cold air from the interior of the American continent. New York has cold winters, but the coastal location of the city keeps temperatures a little warmer than in the interior regions, helping to moderate the amount of snow, averaging 63.5 to 88.9 centimeters a year. The city has a temperate period that lasts an average of 199 days between seasonal frosts. Spring and fall are erratic and can range from cold and snowy to warm and humid. Summer is temperate and humid, with temperatures of 90 degrees Fahrenheit, 32.2 degrees centigrade, or more on average between 18 and 25 days each summer. Although not frequent, in New York there are records for hurricanes. In India, and particularly in New Delhi, the climate is of the monsoon characteristic of Southeast Asia, although somewhat drier. It has a wet season, summer, from late June to late September, and a longer drought that lasts the rest of the year. The rainiest months are July and August. The rest of the year, the rains are scarce and occasional, with abundant days of sunshine, with fog and fumes from the air pollution. Snowfall is very rare. Temperatures are mild in winter, but contrast between the day and night, as there is hardly any cloudiness. The highest temperatures occur in the spring months, as there is hardly any precipitation, April, May, and June, surpassing almost every day 37 degrees centigrade, where it can reach 45 degrees centigrade. The summer is warm, though not as much as spring. Autumn as winter is softer. Since the end of the 19th century, New York is considered a global city due to its worldwide influence in the media, politics, education, entertainment, arts, and fashion. The artistic and cultural influence of the city is one of the strongest in the world. In this city is the headquarters of the United Nations organization, UNO, which also makes it an important point in international relations. The enormous importance of the city at all levels make it, together with London, Tokyo, and Paris, one of the most outstanding and influential cities on the planet. The capital status of New Delhi has extended the importance of national events and festivities. Events such as Republic Day, Independence Day, and Gandhi Jayanti, Gandhi's birthday, are celebrated with great enthusiasm in New Delhi and the rest of India. On India's Independence Day, August 15th, the Prime Minister of India heads to the nation from the Red Fort. Most citizens of New Delhi celebrate the day by flying kites, which are considered a symbol of freedom. The Republic Day Parade is a great cultural and military parade that shows the cultural and military diversion of India. New York consists of five boroughs, each of which matches a county: Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. The city has many places and buildings recognized all over the world. For example, the Statue of Liberty, located on Liberty Island, and Ellis Island, which received millions of immigrants arriving in the United States in the late 19th and early 20th century. Wall Street has been one of the world's leading centers of finance since World War II, and is home to the New York Stock Exchange. The city has also concentrated many of the world's tallest buildings, including the Empire State Building and the World Trade Center, Twin Towers, which were blown up in the September 11, 2001 attacks. The city is also the cradle of many American culture movements, such as the Harlem Renaissance in literature and visual arts, abstract expressionism, also known as New York School, in painting and hip-hop, 8Punk and Tin Pan Alley in music. In 2005, almost 170 languages were spoken in the city, and 36% of its population were born outside the United States. With its metro running 24 hours a day, traffic and people are constant. Hinduism is the religion of 86.8% of the population of New Delhi. There are also large communities of Muslims, 6.3%, Sikhs, 2.4%, Jains, 1.1%, and Christians, 0.9%, in Delhi. Other minorities include the Parsis, Buddhists, and Jews. The main languages spoken in New Delhi are Hindi and Punjabi. To speak of New Delhi is to refer to Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi was the leader of the nationalist movement of India. A thinker, lawyer, and politician, he preached non-violence and hunger strikes were his form of social struggle, in pursuit of the abolition of differences between castes and the independence of their nation. He is now a symbol of the country, an icon of austerity and vegetarianism. Gandhi lived his last days in the Birla Bhavan, being assassinated in the gardens of the same, the 30th of January, 1948. On the same, people of Delhi count on the Mahatma Gandhi Park and the National Gandhi Museum. We also find the Raj Ghat, where his remains were cremated.